Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Cascade Title Company, David Carmichael, property tax attorney, Brigham Construction, Evergreen Roofing, State Farm agent Heidi Pollack, and McBride's Inspection Services. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. And joining me today is, again, David Moore. David's been doing this for 20 years, absolutely an expert in his field. And his company is IRA Advantage, the Individual Retirement Account, IRA, and then IRA Advantage in Portland. David, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks again for having me, Bob.
Absolutely. Just a quick summary. We know that in the last 25 years, we've been allowed to use funds in our IRA to acquire real estate as long as we do it properly. And your funds may be held by various securities brokers or whatever, and they don't like to handle real estate. So basically, I have to get it out of my traditional IRA and into a different IRA custodian that would allow me to acquire real estate. Is that a reasonable summary?
Correct. A lot of people think, well, gee, if I take the money out, I'm going to have tax exposure. And they're right. So the idea is we're not taking money out. We're just changing who has custodianship of it. So if you're with a firm that does not allow self-directed or real estate investments, let's say, since this we're talking about today, then you need to change the custodian. And it's not an all or nothing situation. You can't say, gee, I've got $250,000 in my retirement account and I want to take 50 of it and you have to change the whole thing. That's not true. You just take the piece that you want to have in a self-directed format, and we would transfer that account, change it into a self-direct custodian, and then that money's there to use for the investments that you choose to make.
But let's then further go on. Once you have done that, literally it's a self-directed account. It can sit in a passbook savings account doing exactly nothing, or you can take it and acquire a parcel of property.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because, you know, we get calls every single day, people wanting to do different things. And I always like to know where people are, you know, what they've got, what they've done historically, where they want to go with the money. It's important for us to understand, gee, where do you want to be in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, and help them get there. And once again, we do not offer product. But once in a while,
real estate product or investment of any form.
We just help people buy those things. But once in a while, I get a call from somebody that says, gee, you know, I went and established this self-directed account, and I haven't done anything. So the money's in that account, and now they're looking at fees, custodial fees, and maybe in today's world, we've got money sitting there in a CD or something that's paying them, you know, tenths of a percent.
Exactly.
And it's eating them up. So, yep. You know, the upside is you can go buy what you want when you want in this format, but the downside is that it's on your shoulders. So you've got great investment advisors hopefully taking care of what you've got going on, and if you shift it to self-directed, it's sort of falls on your shoulders.
Well, and on top of that, as I acquire an income-producing property, I have to figure out who's going to manage it, because I personally can't handle the money that comes off of that property. Otherwise, it appears that now I've got a prohibited event, a restricted event, and as that occurs, then I might trigger the tax consequence. But I have to use professional property management, and the cash flow goes back into the IRA.
Correct. It's the retirement account's investment.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. David can be reached at www.iraadvantage.net. www.iraadvantage.net. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.